As I write this, snow is falling outside my suburban New York window, and I feel like I just stored my gardening tools and patio umbrella for the season. And yet, with the winter solstice in the rearview mirror, it's already time to start preparing for spring. Testing seeds this morning, I sorted dozens of seed packets by their expiration dates. Seeds are typically considered fresh within a year of packaging, but can be perfectly fine for longer. We just can't be sure without testing them for viability, so I'll fold a few into a wet paper towel and place it in a plastic bag. In about 10 days, I'll compute the percentage that sprouted to get an idea of how much excess I should sow to attain the number of desired plants. If less than 50% of them sprout, I'll likely ditch the pack and start new seeds. If I don't do this now, the nurseries currently filling my mailbox with catalogs may run out of my favorite seeds before I realize I need them, and my procrastination will haunt me all summer. Being prepared for early planting, I brought my grow lights up from the basement and will plug them in to ensure they're still glowing. If necessary, I'll pick up or order replacement bulbs so as not to delay the seed starting whim that's on track to catch me by surprise when I'm in my pajamas on a random morning 6 to 8 weeks from now. I'll grab a bag of sterile seed starting potting mix while I'm at it. Caring for equipment, I also need to sharpen my pruning shears, which weren't as sharp as I would have liked last year, and lawnmowers should undergo annual maintenance. Bringing yours in for service now will keep you from getting caught in a spring backlog that may keep you waiting until your grass resembles shag carpeting. The unpredictable fall weather took my poor plants and me by surprise this year, seemingly holding on to summer's heat until a millisecond before overnight temperatures dropped below freezing. There simply wasn't time to properly clean hand tools, which were needed far longer than usual, before stashing them in a quick and chaotic rush. Now, I can clean off dirt and rust, then, at my leisure, lightly coat my beloved trowel in oil to prevent corrosion. And because of winter's late and sudden arrival, I didn't get to turn off my outdoor water supply. I realized this last week when I turned on the hose to rinse away a gift left on my walkway by my Havanese, Miguel, and instead was soaked by an erratic spray launched directly from the bib, or outdoor faucet. Yes, it was cold. If, like me, you were caught off guard and then distracted with holiday preparations, inspect hoses, drip systems and sprinklers for damage now so that your spring plants don't go thirsty while you scramble to troubleshoot. Sure, you could procrastinate until spring, but ticking off garden-related chores over winter bestows a favor on your future self. And who knows, he or she may pay you back next fall. Jessica Damiano writes weekly gardening columns for the AP and publishes the award-winning weekly dirt newsletter. You can sign up here for weekly gardening tips and advice. For more AP gardening stories, go to https://apnews.com/hub/gardening.jessicadamiano, The Associated Press. Seeds may sprout past their expiration dates, so it's a good idea to test them for viability before disposing of, or planting, them. Jessica Damiano via AP, 2.